A ghost town that may have been plagued by a Bigfoot-type creature. Today on Star Queen Paranormal, we'll be talking about the city of Portlock, Alaska. Stay tuned, little Stardusties. Only on Star Queen Paranormal. Star Queen Paranormal.
Sometimes things are a bit off.
Align the stars with the bizarre. This is Star Queen Paranormal for the enthusiasts of the strange and the extraordinary.
Star Queen Paranormal. Warm welcome and greetings, Earthlings and Stardusties. Some of those things may overlap. Tis I, the bullseye on the interdimensional dartboard. Warrior wizardess of the seventh dimension. Your tour guide of inner earth. Enthusiast of the strange and extraordinary. And the chiropractor to your soul. I am the space pirate and star queen, Exy. Today's episode is the very 32nd episode, and according to my stuff, on the number 32, the angel number 32, brings a message that your positive attitude, optimism, and faith have attracted positive circumstances and energies into your life that will manifest opportunities for you to fulfill your divine life purpose and soul mission. And that's just some stuff. On the number 32. As a friendly, warm voice must have told you during the teaser, today's episode is about Portlock, Alaska. Now, most Bigfoot enthusiasts know a great deal about Portlock, Alaska. I believe Portlock, Alaska was featured in a couple of documentaries, and I myself have heard the story as retold by the great Mr. Ballin. I am not affiliated with him. I am just a fan. But before we dive headfirst into scary Bigfoot stories, I'd like to dazzle you! Some terrible tarot!
It's terrible!
Those of you who've stuck around, you know the bit. For those of you who are new, I like to call this segment Terrible Tarot. Now, why is it terrible? Well, you wouldn't pay me for these readings. However, if I'm a good noodle and keep Patreon up to date, I will be posting a not-so-terrible tarot on Patreon. So go check out patreon.com/darkqueenparanormal. As part of the bit, I like to shuffle. You can hear me shuffling pretty terribly. It's the bit, you see.
And your cards for today are the Page of Swords, Death, and the Eight of Wands. Gaze deeply into the void while I gaze deeply into your cards. And today's terrible tarot message: I see that you have been considering something, and you've been making a decision very slowly. The cards are encouraging you, or warning you, that the time for change is upon you. Big change. Which is probably why you were dragging your feet. But the cards are saying that whether you decide or not, a big change is going to come, and it's going to happen fast. For some of you, that may take the form of a social media message, because Eight of Wands is fast movement, and it's usually like a text or a messenger message. But with the World card at the bottom of the deck, which I don't normally do for my Stardusties on the podcast, but with the World card at the bottom of the deck, it seems that your cycle has completed. It was time for this change you've been deciding upon. And if you believe in such things, the universe thinks you're ready for this. And that was truly terrible. Little Stardusties, I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's the universe's way of saying I need to take a break. Even though, by the time you hear this, I should have just come back from a break. But I am experiencing just all kinds of technical difficulties recording this episode. So I don't know if maybe the Portlock Bigfoot creature, not to knock, if maybe they do not want me doing this episode, or really it is just a sign I need to rest, or maybe you don't believe in signs at all. Maybe I'm just scatterbrained when it comes to my recording equipment today, and parts of yesterday, because I tried yesterday. No matter. We'll power through, and you'll give me grace, because technology is unreliable. But your dear friend Star Queen? She is reliable. And I mean me. I, the very honorable space pirate that I am. That's a thing, right? You can take this space pirate's word, because I'm the queen of stars. Ooh. Anyway, where was I? Where is my mind? Where is my mind? Way out in the water, see it swimming. I just spared y'all and y'all didn't even know it. I recorded the high part too. And while I do have a wonderful soprano voice, I didn't think it was appropriate to share with my Stardusties. I just saved your eardrums, especially if you're a headphones user. I have fiddled around and fidgeted with this technology and re-recorded several parts that I did not take the time to find a quote from whatever I feel like quoting. So I owe you one. Maybe you can just listen to me. Pick out something nice for yourself. Make the other Stardusties go, ooh, that's nice. But today's bizarre headline is from December 12th, 2022. Last year, of course it's still this year when I'm recording it, but 2022 is last year for those of you listening. I'm assuming, unless you're listening in the distant future, in which case, how you doing? Anyway, back to my news story. Let's get something worked out correctly, right? December 12th, 2022. You know, the whole last year bit. 300 Santa Claus lookalikes skied down the slopes in Newry, Maine. A Grinch and a Christmas tree also joined them. The skiing Santas took to the slopes dressed in red to raise money for a local charity. Together, these jolly old Saint Nicks raised over $7,500 during the 2022 event. And you know what they say? Slay all day. Ho ho ho! It's a Santa joke. And also a Vampire Hunter joke. There you go. That's your quote for the day. I did it.
Hey! Welcome to Shamblefest!
I'm Jess.
I'm Amber. And we are your one-stop weekly shop for news shambles.
We're a weekly WTF and current events comedy podcast. We drop episodes every Monday morning. Tune in.
Shamble on.
And we're back. Portlock, Alaska. Portlock, Alaska was said to be a booming fishing village in the early 1900s. It is located on the southern edge of the Kenai Peninsula in the Port Chatham Bay. It's also known as Port Chatham. A lone jewel in the Alaskan wilderness, Portlock, Alaska was said to have a chromium mine and a fishing cannery. In fact, Portlock, Alaska was rumored to become the next great fishing hub of Alaska, especially in the 1920s. So why, then, had a town with so much potential become abandoned by the 1950s? Well, it's hard to say exactly when everything began. But the story goes that around 1905, employees of the cannery walked out of their jobs and refused to come back due to strange incidents that left the workers feeling unsafe. The official report on the cannery walkout listed the cause as something in the forest. But the cannery owners begged the cannery workers to come back the following year. And they did. The security was beefed up, and it was said that they had armored guards around the clock. In 1931, the body of a Andrew Kamluck was discovered. He appeared to have been chopping wood when something hit him over the head. The evidence left at the scene made it appear as though a piece of logging equipment was the weapon. When police investigated the scene, there was blood on the crane, and the crane was tossed to the side about 10 feet away from Andrew's remains. Investigators speculated that it appeared someone had lifted the crane, knocked Andrew over the head with it, and discarded it off to the side, as though lifted with ease. The problem is that the crane was much too heavy for a human being to lift. So who, or what, had bludgeoned poor Andrew? Between the years of 1930 to 1949, people would go missing from Portlock, Alaska, at an alarming rate, only to be found later in pieces, or many not found at all. It seemed that someone or something was stalking and killing people. One man claimed to have come upon a massive hairy man walking along the beaches and destroying fishing wheels. When the man returned with his rifle, the giant just looked at him. He waved him off and retreated back into the wilderness. Another story says a man by the name of John Meyer had gone camping just outside Portlock. He was sitting by the campfire, enjoying the beauty of nature and the stillness of the forest. That's when a giant, hairy man jumped on his back and began to punch him. The man's dog began to bark and growl. The dog's response surprised the giant, and he retreated into the forest. John managed to drag his injured body back into town, back into Portlock, and he was able to tell others of the incident just before succumbing to his injuries. When nearby Aleutic people began to help with the investigations, they were quick to rule out bear attacks. They said, "This is no bear." The Aleutic investigators attributed many of the strange deaths to a creature called Nantinook, half man, half beast. Quite like Bigfoot, but believed to be bigger than Bigfoot. Nantinook is also said to have otherworldly powers. Moose hunters would be tracking their prey, following the footsteps or the blood trail of moose that they had in their sights, and they would often report finding humanoid footprints over 18 inches long. In one report, the moose hunters were closing in on a moose they were stalking when they discovered signs of a struggle where the grass had been matted down, then only the deep tracks of the man-like animal departing toward the high fog-shrouded mountains. The moose hunters were wise enough not to follow what took their moose that day. The city of Portlock was said to have been plagued by this killer cryptid so badly that people were fearing even living there anymore. In 1949, when three sheep herders had gone missing, their remains were recovered in a nearby lagoon. Some stories say their limbs were detached from their torsos, as though pulled apart. Other sources say they had wounds much bigger and more intentional than a bear. But the discovery of the sheep herders, and whatever condition they were in, was said to be the final straw in the back of Portlock, Alaska. That was said to be the cause of the sudden decline and mass exodus in Portlock, Alaska, in 1949, seemingly overnight. Only the post office remained, and that was officially shut down in 1950. Now, it's important to note that in an article written in the Anchorage Press in 2021, written by Darren Harpdaddy Smith, he interviewed a woman named Sally Ash. Sally claimed to be Sukpyak of Russian Aleut descent. And I'm getting my pronunciations from Google. Please feel free to correct me, Stardusties. But Sally grew up in a local nomadic group that tended to travel around the Chatham Bay area. They would go around city to city and place to place. Her group would travel with the seasons. And she said of Portlock, quote, "Portlock was kind of a creepy place. They'd tell us don't go out on a foggy day. That's when he's walking around. You could run into him, and you never know what he might do." Of course, the "he" she's referring to is Nantinook. Sally recalled a story from her youth. Quote, "My brother went up to the lake. He was tying off his skiff. He started smelling something really bad in the bushes. So he opened it, moving the branches. Something's going on here. Then he looked in there, and there was a man with his hands in the back way, like they were turned around. It looked like a man, but he was all hairy, and he looked really scary. So he and our cousin took off running and didn't want to be up there. He wasn't sure if it was a Bigfoot, but there was a horrible smell." But Sally said that as children, you knew you were getting too close because you could smell the Nantinook. She also thinks that most of these stories about Portlock, Alaska, were made up by her cousin Melania. She made up the stories about the Nantinook and a killing spree. Because in the group she grew up in, they knew Nantinook is mostly peaceful. She thinks her cousin made up the story as a way to deter more people from moving back to the Chatham Bay area. And also partly because she was tired of being asked about the Nantinook incidents. Sally said the most likely reason for the mass exodus from Port Chatham, quote, "People would see Nantinook, but that wasn't the reason why people moved this way to Seldovia and Nanwaluk. They moved because of the economy, schools, and the church. There really was no killing of people." So Sally agrees that the Nantinook is a real cryptid in Alaska, but she's convinced that the serial killer story of the Nantinook is the work of fiction from her cousin. She also cautions, "We keep telling people, don't go looking for him, and they go and they do it anyway. They don't believe us. He's never going to show himself like that. When you're looking for him, and you're thinking you're going to find him, he's not hanging around waiting for people. If you follow him, he will hide, and he could turn into different animals. You can chase him and chase him, and suddenly he disappears behind a tree. And when you get close enough to see him, all you see is a shimmering little mouse, shape-shifting. They would change to a different animal, make you feel sad for them, They said don't touch them, just leave them alone. So she believes in Nantanak, but she says he has otherworldly powers, such as shapeshifting. One more, Sally also said, you don't shoot them. You can shoot them, but you'll never kill them. She said one man tried to do it, but he just took the bullet and pulled it out of his chest. And the author of the article, Darren Harpdaddy, was only able to confirm the death of the logger, the one who was hit over the head with the really heavy object. And I found other sources of the cannery strike that listed something in the forest as the official cause. But one last cautionary tale of Portlock is often told. The story goes that there were a group of fishermen out in the bay. They were fishing on their boat when they were caught by an especially aggressive storm. And this was the 1970s. So Portlock had been long... It had been a ghost town for a long time. So they docked their boat at the Portlock on the Kenai Peninsula, where the town of Portlock used to be. The fishermen set up camp and tried to settle in and wait out the storm. That's when something seemed off. That's when something unsettled them. That's when they became aware of something gigantic, walking on two legs and stalking their campsite. Whatever it is they saw scared the fishermen so badly that they went back aboard their boat and took their chances with the aggressive storm, preferring their odds on turbulent water as opposed to the eerie uncertainty of being stalked at their campsite. So what do you think, little Stardusties? Do you believe this town was abandoned because of a Bigfoot-like cryptid that stalked humans until they took the hint? Do you think that Nantanuk was actually a friendly forest cryptid that got framed to keep people away? And he would have gotten away with it too if it weren't for you meddling kids and their dog. Or do you believe people mistook the deeds of a bear to be something supernatural? Or maybe even the work of a serial killer they never caught? Do you have your own theory about Portlock, Alaska? What do you believe, little Stardusties? Do you have your own Bigfoot encounter? Or any other paranormal encounter you'd like to share? We'd love to hear from you. Write to us at starqueenparanormal@gmail.com. Check out Star Queen Paranormal on Facebook and Instagram. Make it rain dollar bills at patreon.com/starqueenparanormal, where for as little as a dollar, you can access exclusive content, all while getting the bragging rights of being an exclusive Stardusty. Side note, patrons, I paused the billing cycle for January and probably February. The exclusives are still going to get posted, but I realized there was a lot of space that was not filled for the Patreon page. We're jumping back into the swing of things, but if you are a patron, we want you to get your money's worth. So we paused January's billing cycle to make up for lost time. Don't worry, we're not going anywhere. I just made the decision that it was more fair to my Patreon subscribers to give you your money's worth. And so, Stardusties, remember, if you are alone in a forest and you hear a knocking on the trees, a strange ape-like yell, a mysterious whistle, or even someone calling your name, maybe even a suspicious cry for help that seems to be coming from every direction, if you should hear those strange things, turn around, pretend not to hear it, and calmly walk out of the forest. And if you really suspect somebody in danger, you can go and notify the authorities. Because although you are mightier than the monsters, You're also smart enough not to fall for their tricks. Until next time, on to the next phase in life. May your path be paved in starlight. Continue existing as you would, my dudes.